We saw in the last 3 weeks of this month the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ on number one, the first week, his authority on the souls to purify the souls from the sins. If you remember, they presented to him, four men presented to him a paralytic man, and he first said to him, "Your sins are forgiven," and then he healed him. On the second one, we saw the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ on the nature, when he ordered the fishermen, Peter and his brother and their cousins, to launch to the depth and fish. And there was great, great number of fish, although they labored all the night without gaining any fish. So the second week, we can call him, I'd call the readings of this week, the attraction of our Lord Jesus Christ to the souls. How did he attract the souls to his net? By changing the fishermen into fishers of men. Last week, we saw our Lord Jesus Christ healing a man who was possessed with an evil demon who caused him to be mute and mad and blind. And we saw the symbolizing of this man of every one of us who uses his senses in the worldly lusts, ignoring the wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ from creating us with these senses, not to say, not to see, not to hear, not to think, far from him. But today, actually, we have our Lord Jesus Christ in the top of his authority. He is the giver of the grace of life. Our Lord Jesus Christ today intentionally was going to the city of Nain. And St. Luke states that our Lord Jesus Christ was accompanied with many of his disciples who went with him and a large crowd. So if we can imagine ourselves with these disciples and numbers who were going with him and they went into Nain, let us call the talk of today the school of Nain. The school of Nain. Why? Because the Lord had already many disciples with him, accompanied by great number of crowds, large of crowds surrounding him. And he gave them a lesson today. Let us have this lesson in the school of this city, Nain. Number one, the Lord always seeks for us. The Lord always searches for us. We think that he doesn't care sometimes about us, or he is busy with another people. Be sure, and this is lesson number one, that the Lord is seeking for you. Even if you are not aware of your salvation, even if you are immersed in the businesses and lusts of the world, be sure that he is seeking you, seeking for you, searching for you. And this is what happened today. He was entering intentionally to the city of Nain. Why? Because he knew that there was a young man, the son of a widow, died, and he wanted to arise him. If you feel that the Lord is seeking for you, please let him hear your voice. Let him hear your response to him. Always be sure that he is searching for you and he is with you and he is awaiting for you. Lesson number 2. He was entering the city, but when he met the procession of this man, young man, whom the people were going to bury him out of the city, out of the city. Listen. And when he came near the gate of the city, near the gate of the city means it was out of the city. He hasn't entered the city yet. What does it mean? It means that when we go out of our city, we may die. We are in the city of the church. We are in the city of heavens. We are in the city of the Lord's kingdom. When we are going out of the city, out of the walls of the city, we may die. And this is what happened with that man. This man was not in the city, he was out of the city. Lesson number 2 says to me where I am, in and out. And don't say, I am in and out. Either to be in or to be out. Either to be delighted with the great salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, with his presence, guided by his Holy Spirit, all to be out. Guide yourself. Take your life. Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. You will go out of the city. And out of the city, there is a dangerous, dangerous atmosphere awaiting for you. Always, please, be in the boundaries of the church. Always be in the under the care of our Lord Jesus Christ, not forgetting that outside is a cult, outside of dangers, outside of beasts and animals, outside of great tribulations and maybe temptations, you may be not be able to face or conquer them. This is lesson number 2. Don't get out. Always be in. Even if you are in and you are attacked or tempted, be sure that inside you will find the help. Inside you will find who takes care for you and brings you back to him. Lesson number 3. When our Lord Jesus Christ saw this man carried in his way for burial, St. Paul says, when he saw this procession, He concentrated on one person. Here, when the Lord saw her, he said that this was a young man and the son of a widow. And the widow was weeping, of course. She lost everything. She lost his only son. And she had no man even to take care for her. So, the Lord saw her and then had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep. Whatever the Lord does for me, he does it out of compassion. He does it out of love. He doesn't only do for me everything just to appear as a God, as a large creator. No, but as a compassionate Father, as a compassionate Lord, as a lover of mankind." When he saw her, he had compassion on her. I'm afraid to say, maybe here, maybe here, symbolizing the church. Why? The church without the Lord is a widow. And the church becomes very disappointed and sad, and when the church loses her children, she becomes very poor. Every one of us is valuable, is precious. Every one of us, the value has a value of the blood of Jesus Christ. Even if there is a young man, one young man, dead, then it will affect all the church, all the widow. And the widow needs a husband, and the widow needs a care, and the widow needs someone to help and to protect her. So the widow could be the church, but only also the widow could be the souls themselves. My soul itself. When I lose my way to God, I lose everything. But back to lesson number three, we praise the Lord and we thank the Lord who is compassionate Father. He doesn't look at my death, but he looks at my soul, and he wants to resurrect my soul, and he wants to let my soul be an active and the church not die. Then he came, lesson number four. He came and touched the open coffin. Open coffin. He touched the open coffin. And then he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." When he touched the coffin, the people stood still. And then he said, "Arise." Can I add a word, invisible, I can say. He touched the coffin. The young man arose. The people stood still, and he ordered him to arise. Just when he touches my life, he gives me life. Just when he touches my body, he gives me life. Just when he touches all the children of the church, they must arise. They must repent. They must come back to him. And the question here, how far you feel that the Lord is touching your life? How far you feel that the Lord is involved in your life? Just touch him. Touch here means touching between life and death. Touching between light and darkness. Touching between power and weakness. Touching between forgiver of sins and the sinner. When he touches my life, he takes away my sin from me. He forgives my sin. He gives me the life instead of death. This young man is not so far from me. Not so far from me. Last week, I was blind. I was mute. I didn't have mind. But this week, I'm dead. I'm dead means almost I am desperate of my repentance. Almost I don't have hope of his forgiveness. But now, through this amazing miracle, it is not just a miracle to appear or to show that the Lord can resurrect every one of us. Because it's normal. He's the creator and he's the savior. And he can do it very simple. But the spiritual meaning here is much more deeper than just a miracle of arising a dead man. It's the resurrection of everyone. Please resurrect with the Lord. Please arise from the death of sin. Please come and touch here. When you touch the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, you hear in your heart the word, young man, young woman, arise from your death. Whenever we receive the Holy Communion, then we receive the new power of resurrection in us, or we renew the power of resurrection in us. May the blessing of the school of Nain, who taught us today these several lessons, may remain with us for a long time. It's not enough for me to be in the city of Nain, but I need to be resurrected with this man. My presence in the church means that I have to arise from my sins. Otherwise, my presence in the church weekly would be like a habit. I come, enter, attend, and go out. And my life is the same. No, my life is not the same. Every time we come here, we resurrect with the Lord, and we gain the power of resurrection in us. And when we arise with the Lord, we feel his presence with us. And also, please listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Do not forget that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He speaks in you, works in you, cries out in your heart to be with the Lord all time. May the Lord will give us the Holy Communion today. Let it be a turning point to our life, not just as a habit. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Blessed are they in truth the sins of God. his day, each one according to his name, the beloved of Christ, intercede on our behalf, O Lady of us all, the Theotokos, Mary, the mother of our Savior, that he may forgive us our sins. Jephez Marot and Jeviot, Nemem Shiri, Nembib, Nemma, Eso, Eptitri, Esejikevo, Ten ostemos ten tiones.
En sofethe prosomen kyrie eleison ke eleison genometmi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of life, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with our Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens. He sits at the right hand of the Father. He is coming, and in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophet. In one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead.
Who formed man in corruption, and death which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice and remembrance of evil intending death. And make us unworthy, O our master, to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation, we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our God.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling. Look towards these, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy of peace, a sacrifice of
the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We have them with the Lord.
Let us give thanks to them. Meet and right, truly indeed, meet and right. O you who are master, long of truth, being before the age and reigning forever, who dwells in the eyes and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things seen and unseen, who sits upon the throne of his glory and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You are who seated and stand
before all stand the angels, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the thrones, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards east.
You are Gyarandom, and the cherubim full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
Created us and praised us in the paradise of joy, why we disobeyed your commandment by the guile of the serpent. We fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us with your holy prophets. And in the last day you manifested yourself to us while sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. Salvation. He granted us the birth of one eye through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own one and all and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us. Whereby we are bound and sold on account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
Dead on the third day. He ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which will appear to judge all the righteousness and give each one according to his deeds. On Echrim, punish the mystery and testament of service, if the Jarity Fiemo, Hypon Hempico, Domus. Zenev jiget oe benat archeri oe na tolib oe gemmekeri oe na reftan khu. Kol sem shoyt fi harok fi tefuf in yot efnuti o efni vente on nivene tof shepen mut afes mu eruf af er agi anzine muf.
Amen.
Estev omen ke omolo omen ke zoxanto.
Auf die Nieten rufen Agios Matitis, O ein Apostolus et Oeb, Evgo Emus, take it of it all of you, for this is my body which shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
Afgonstem shoyet fel harok fiet efof en yotef nuti. Oh, if the event on the event of Shepherd Moon, Afes Moeros, Afer Agezine Mof, Aftif on nieten of Nagius Matis and Apostolos et Oeb, Evgo Emus. Take drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true. Amen.
For every time you shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come. His holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension to the heavens, is sitting at your right hand. O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, O awesome and full of glory, we offer unto your gifts from what is yours for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
Weep.
praise you, we bless you, we serve you, Lord, and we worship you.
Let us attend.
Payon kemen entef einfen so mein vorwent
na ti amen
o pai afo de onen es no feftayo tente ti dien thi ki em veri Given for the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Make us all worthy, our master, to partake of his role is unto the purification of our souls, our bodies, and our spirits, that we may become one body and our spirit, and may have a share and inheritance with all the saints who please you since the beginning. Remember alone the peace of your one only holy Catholic Apostolic Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
This which you have acquired unto yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch, Pope Ava Tawadros, the second.
Pray for High Priest Pope Abba Theodosius II, Pope Patriarch and High Priest of the Great City of Alexandria, and for his brothers in the Apostolic Ministry, and for all the Orthodox bishops.
Lord have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them unto your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox women's priests and deacons.
Pray for the higgins, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are virginity and the purity of your all faithful people, remember, O Lord, have mercy upon us all.
Have mercy upon us, O God.
The safety of this holy place, which is yours, and every place and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of the city of ours and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell there, God's faith, gracious potential condon on there of them, and the fruits of the earth, the mountains of the rivers, the seed, the herbs, and the plants of the field this year. Bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, have compassion on his creation which his hands have made, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Raise them to the measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its furrows be abundantly watered and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all, we entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything always, may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices and those who have brought them.
Lord,
on the command of your only begotten Son, that we share in the commemoration of your sins. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember the sins who have pleased you since the beginning. Our only fathers, the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the preachers, the evangelists, the martyrs, the confessors, and all the spirits of the righteous were consumed in the faith, and would it here to my with me, not to Martinus and Sinivent, or to consult Yagia Maria Tito, they have not even lost can omit me. Then be I as one of the one of the Romans of the sea, so Martinus and my as the final branch in the Aconus of all them brought to Martinus. Then be Theodore Monser Evangelis, Marcus, be our solus at the one for Martinus. Then we wonder, Archie, Sam Samirus, and Sandius, Kunus, and Maius, and Osbos, Ricus, and Maius, Petros, and Martirus, the Archie, and Maius, 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 Basilius, and Maius, and Reorius, and Vitalos, and Maius, and Reorius, and Vitamatus, and Maius, and Reorius, and Armenius. Then we shall German to mean it after what you can link your ambush, the Constantino Police, the best arch and the Evitus. Then we are the Kaos Benicia Antonius and Bethme of a Pavilion, we shall to Tab Abba Macari, Nemnuchiritinus Tavrofunus. Many of Tayanus be omens, many of Tayan be shown with me, Pirom and Teleos, Pimen and Eteven Sotir, and Abba. Atus, Nemeot Ava Pavli Verum Tamanuseke in Bufmati, Dizan Nashon, Senior Tieto, Ever Romeus Maximus and Vadius, Nemeb see the Mandiros, the Landashe in Begoret, Ab Avamos and Manuskami, Peberes Vite Eros,
And all the choir of your saints, whose prayers and supplications have mercy upon us all, save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who eat recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose our souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory be to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy.
Mentioned and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep and reposed in the faith of Christ. Graciously, O Lord, remember the souls of your servants, the martyrs of Elminia, Kamal Yusuf Shahata, Reda Yusuf Shahata, Fadi Yusuf Shahata, Maria Kamil Yusuf, Asad Farouk Labib, Bishoy Reda Yusuf, Abu Similad Yusuf, and your servants, Khalid Atallah Mikhail, Wani Badi Ali Zalama. Gracious, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in a green pasture by the water of rest, in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away, in the light of your sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Those, O Lord, whose souls you have taken, repose them in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place. And we too on sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
Of the ages, amen.
done throughout the land your kingdom, that as in this also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted, and everything honored and blessed, together with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son and the Holy Spirit. Again, let us give thanks to God the Father, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mystery.
Amen, brothers and
God is great and his name is greatly honored, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who has accepted unto himself from our weakness, we the weak and sinful, this living and truthful and bloody sacrifice. You also, our good Master and lover of mankind, purify us from every defilement of the body and spirit, and make us worthy to receive from your indescribable goodness the salvation of our souls, bodies and spirits, and an answer before your fearful throne on judgment day. Us to be worthy to dare in intimacy to cry unto you, Holy Father, who are in heaven, and say, Our Father
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. To Christ Jesus, our Lord, who is in the kingdom, the power of the Lord forever.
Jesus, our
before you.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit.
So many years of endemen will be notified, Pechen, with me, Amen.
Amen,
Amen, Amen, Amen. I believe, I believe, I believe, and confess to the that this is the life giving body that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from Our Lady, the Lady of us, all the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with His divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed a good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of His own will for us all. Truly I believe that His divinity pardoned not from His humanity for a single moment and a twinkling of an eye, giving for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of Him. I believe, I believe, I believe that this is soon to Ruth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate, Heavenly, and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Thank you.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Here.
sons of God, hear his holy word, gather around the table of the Lord, eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. If we want to live with him, we must also die with him. I lay it dead, breathing. I'm laying down my life.
Night of the Last Supper, night of the Last Supper, Jesus took bread and broke and said, "It's my body," and said, "It's my body." Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love. He is the bread of life, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above. Night when my Lord suffered, night when my Lord suffered, he took wine and gave thanks and said, "This is my blood," and said, "This is my blood." Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love. He is the bread of life, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above. This is the food of soul, is offered to us all, and the blood is given to help me lest I fall, to help me lest I fall. Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love. He is the bread of life, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above. This is the groom supper, is given to his bride, promising eternal life up in paradise, up in paradise. Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love. He is the bread of life, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above. Jesus, you are my hope, forgive my sins, O Lord. Wash me and cleanse my soul, put on me a new robe, put on me a new robe. Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love. He is the bread of
coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above.
The angel of the day who was carrying the sacrifice, remember us in the highest, forgive us, glory be to God in the highest.
Amen. Alleluia, Zoxabatrike, Eyoke, Agiopne, Marti, Keninkai, Kestos, Eonastoni, Onon, Amen, Ten Oshe, Volek, Goe, Moshe, Open, Choi, Jesus, Bechres, Totes, Monia, Irin, Tetres, Monim, Oem, Ebiaro, Es, Moni, Siti, Nemnesim, Mare, Bek, Nainem, Tekirini, Oen, Soften Bekla, O Sotim Mono, O Nainan, Kirie Leison, Kirie Elogis, On Aminis, Mo Erois, Timetania, Conievo, Conievo,
Christus, Penuti,
Amin, Sejobi.
Vorum de ti, Nimonan, and Tekirini, Semnon, and Tekirini, Conninovia. All the folks that you go on and be on and be helpful and be Allah, Shaini Amin, make us worthy to pray to you. Thanks be our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever and ever. Amen.
The church was enriched with a new group of martyrs on Friday when the group of ISIS killed about 7 of our children on their way. They were back from the monastery of Amba Samuel. May the Lord give heart sympathy to their families. And may him accept their prayers for us. They are now under the temple of the Lord saying, Lahad imta, to what hour, when they were not revenged from those who are on the earth. They were given a white clothes purified with the blood of the Lamb. We need to pray for these families because they were shocked with this event. And also, in your names, we extend our sympathy to His Holiness Pope Tawadros and the Holy Synod, and especially His Grace Bishop Macarius from his diocese, all the martyrs. Deliver their souls in the hands of the Lord.